With us on Zoom is Adele Detoit from Anique Rooibos, who is here to talk to us about their partnership with the Children's Hospital Trust and their current toy drive in association with Rare Bear Project. Anique's story started all the way back in 1968, where Dr. Anique Theron stumbled across the natural healing powers of the South Africa herb rooibos and soon became the first company in the world to develop rooibos-based health and beauty products. Our guest today, Adele Detoit, has been part of the Anique business for 20 years. Marketing is her passion, and she is a woman with an amazing knowledge of ingredients, the health industry, and skincare. She's also the marketing director of the South African Rooibos Council. Welcome to the show, Adele. How are you today?
Thank you so much, Nushra. I'm very well, and I'm so excited to chat with you.
Can you please tell us a bit more about yourself and how you got involved with Anique Rooibos?
Certainly. So I have been, like you said, with Anique for 20 years. I started at the business as the liaison officer. So I did public relations, etc. And rooibos really intrigued me and still does today. There's so much about this incredible indigenous plant. And I was really excited to get an opportunity to join Anique business because I'm interested in indigenous plants, in natural health, and making a difference in the world. So I found all of those within my role in Anique.
Can you please tell us about your partnership with the Children's Hospital Trust and why you think this is important?
Yes, so we're so excited to join hands with the Children's Hospital Trust. Of course, we believe that children are our future. We need to look after their health and their wellness. And we really wanted to incorporate corporate social responsibility in a way that can make a difference for the future of South Africa and for everybody that is involved in this lovely country. And we really thought that the Children's Hospital Trust, together with the Red Cross Memorial Hospital, is their vision and what they do is so much aligned with what we do in Anique. So the vision of our business is we create life-changing opportunities. And we believe that together with this partnership, we can continue to do that and do that in the lives of kids who are struggling and who need support and who need somebody to come alongside them and help them. So we already donated 50,000 Rand to the Children's Hospital Trust in partnership with our consultants out there. So our business is in direct selling, and we have 10,000 independent consultants who sell products. And we from Home Office donated 25,000 Rand from our side, and we challenged them to match it, and they did. So, and we made a payment at the end of June of 50,000 Rand to the trust. And now we're also looking towards other partnerships and things that we'll talk about today. But we want a long-term partnership with the trust so we can support the kids at the hospital.
Wow, that is quite amazing. Can you please tell the listeners more about the Toy Drive initiative in association with the Rare Bear Project?
Yes, so in celebration about Children's Day, which will be on the 6th of November, Anique has pledged to donate 125 handmade stuffed toys to the Children's Hospital Trust. And of course, as it's affiliated to the Red Cross War Memorial Children's Hospital, as you know, in Cape Town. So these toys will come from a local company, and the company is called the Rare Bear Project. And what they do is they empower ladies from Kaya Sands in Gauteng, and they make the bears by hand. They actually crochet the bears, and it's very cute and very colorful and very funky. And this provides them with skills that enables them to provide for their families. So 2/3 of each stuffed toy that these ladies make go back into their pockets. And this helps them to, of course, support their families. To date, the project has seen over more than 60 women upskilled in the art of crocheting and, of course, providing sustainable income generating opportunity for them. And, of course, it's really lovely for us to partner with them and then in turn donate 125 toys to the hospital. But again, we also challenged our 10,000 consultants out there to match. So hopefully by end of October, we'll have 250 specially made, handmade toys that we can deliver to the hospital to just uplift the kids that are in there and need a special hand in care.
Yeah, I actually saw a picture of the bears. It's quite cute. So, where did the idea actually come from?
So we were really looking towards upliftment of a supplier who could give us toys that the one hand was obviously giving it to the hospital to uplift those kids. But in the same way, also, we were looking towards empowerment and upskilling and uplifting communities elsewhere. So it's a double-barreled thing, which we found really nicely. We did some research and we found the Rare Bear Project. And again, their values were so aligned with what we do. 95% of our consultants who sell our products and who are entrepreneurs in our business are women. And now we're celebrating Women's Month, and it just came all together so nicely. Everybody's winning from this project.
Like you mentioned, this project goes hand in hand with empowering women. What is your take on Women's Day that we celebrated on the 9th of August?
So when I think about Women's Day, I remember the 20,000 women that marched towards the Union Buildings,
Yeah.
and I really take my hat off to them. They took a stand and they didn't stand back for what they believe in. And I think women today should do exactly the same thing. We often think about ourselves as we need to give to our families, to our kids, to our friends, to everybody, but we also need to take care of ourselves. And women have so much to offer in business, in communities, in the family, and in society. And when you look at our environment within Anique, because we give opportunities to entrepreneurs who sell their products again and provide for their families, 95% of them are women. They are so inspirational, and it's so inspiring to see them doing their thing, supporting their families, being able to put food on the table, and also in the end, make a difference. Because if you look at the products that Anique sell, we are all about health, wellness, improving your life, and also improving challenges that you might have. So all in all, women are such an important part of our
Yeah.
society, and they should be treasured for what they are.
How does it feel as a woman to be part of such a phenomenal brand, the first in the world to establish rooibos, based health and beauty products?
It's so lovely because, like, most of the people in the office are also women, but our founder, of course, also a woman. She actually started the business in 1971. Anique is 50 years old this year, and
Wow.
we're very, very proud of this. And I take so much inspiration from her because when she started the business, she was in her early 40s, and she had a passion for creating life-changing opportunities. She realized and discovered the anti-allergic and health benefits of rooibos in 1968, like you said in your introduction. And it's just such an inspirational thing. And I think her legacy is still being lived out within what we do in our business today, and will continue to do as we really try and make a difference in the world.
And you mentioned earlier about the benefits that rooibos has. So, can you tell us more about the benefits of rooibos-based products?
Yes, so rooibos, we know rooibos as a tea and we drink it, and there's so much
Yeah.
scientific research that's shown that rooibos is anti-allergic. It's excellent for heart health. It helps to prevent and fight diabetes and many, many more. But if you look at rooibos for health, or actually rather for beauty products, and I'm talking now about skincare and body care products, it's fantastic for soothing allergies. So if you have a sensitive skin, a product that contains rooibos like ours is absolutely amazing. And if you suffer from eczema, rashes, sunburn, any skin condition that is sensitive related, of course, rooibos can help and improve that. And rooibos is excellent for anti-aging. You wouldn't know anything about that because you are still young and beautiful. But as you get older, people are very interested in anti-aging benefits. And rooibos is anti-aging, both if you drink it and if you apply it to the skin.
Wow, I think I definitely need to start using rooibos-based products. Yeah, and also, what tips do you have for teens who are dealing with skin problems?
You know, Yushra, we've got decades of experience with teens and acne and problem skin. And one of the best things that you can do is include rooibos in your skincare routine. So we recommend that people, when they wash their face or when they cleanse their face, to rinse their face with rooibos infused water and not just normal water. You know, the tap water that we have is it's full of chemicals and chlorine and other things that can dry out the skin and irritate the skin. So if you add a little bit of rooibos water to your last rinse when you cleanse your skin, it will do a world of difference, especially if you suffer from acne. And then also we have an incredible range of skincare products that are for problem and young skin that deals with acne, all containing rooibos. But one of the important things that you need to know is you can treat the skin with skincare products, and that's one facet. But when you are dealing with acne problems, and especially teens who are going through hormonal changes and are growing, supplementation is just as important. Getting that multivitamin in and getting the vitamins and minerals and supplementation that you need to improve your skin from the inside.
Okay, so back to Women's Month. We know that women of today are faced with many challenges. What advice do you have for women throughout South Africa in light of Women's Month?
That's such an excellent question. I think it's so relevant now. And for me, I would say, be yourself. Lots of times we look at other people and we think, I can be like that, or I should be like that. But you should be true to yourself, and you should live your life and project yourself and treat others from your own place. Don't try to be somebody else. And one of the things that I've learned in my life is to never, ever, ever give up. There will be lots of challenges on the road. Things will go wrong. It usually does go, it goes wrong more than it goes right. But don't give up. There's always a way to work through it. And ask for help. I think many people think when you ask for help, it's seen to look like a weakness. It isn't. You have different skills. The person next to you has different skills. And together, when you put your heads together, you can actually come up with a better solution. And just the last thing is, you are worthy and you are precious. Many, many times we think, you know, we are inferior, or we're not as good as this one because we're not as pretty, or we're not as smart, or we're not as athletic. It's fine. Be who you are and don't allow others to steal your light. You are good at something. It might not be the same as your neighbor or your friend, but you'll find that one thing that you are good at and do it and be the best at it.
Wow, that's very inspiring. Thank you for joining us. I think that I'm definitely going to start using rooibos more often because of all the benefits it has. And I think the work that you do is amazing. So thank you for speaking to us.
Thank you, Yushra. I've been inspired by you. It's been very professional. Well done. And it's been a pleasure.
You are listening to RX Radio.
For and by children.
RX Radio. RX Radio rocks.